Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nedarim. The final Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim wraps up the topics of both Maseches Ksubos and Maseches Nedarim. Now, in general, the husband has the ability to decide if he wants to divorce his wife. And if he does, so then he has to pay her the money spelled out in the Ksuba. There are circumstances, though, in which the husband is required to divorce his wife. Now, if she is the cause of this necessity, such as if she committed adultery, then she does not collect the Ksuba money. Our Mishnah Yudbeis, discusses three cases that may be exceptions to this rule, in which she causes the need for the divorce, but she may still collect her Ksuba. Now, the Mishnah begins with the phrase Barishona. Now, when we have a Mishnah that begins with Barishona, it's telling us a halacha that was originally X, it was originally a certain way, but the Chacham later changed the halacha to Y because of reason Z. So, Barishona originally, Hayu Omrim, right, Chazal would say, Shalosh Nashim Yotzos V'notlos Ksuba. There are, in fact, three cases where the halacha requires the husband to divorce his wife and also to give her the ksuba. So she goes free because her husband is required to give her a divorce and she gets to take the ksuba with her. So what are these three cases? Number one, ha'omeres tmeya anilach. The case here is the wife of a kohen. If the wife of a kohen tells her husband and Bezdin that she was raped. Now, of course, this is not her fault. It was, in fact, against her will. But nevertheless, the Torah specifies that a Kohen may not remain married to his wife who was with another man under any circumstances. And so her statement that I was raped is going to force the husband to have to divorce her. But the Mishnah tells us this is one of those cases where she's going to get her ksuba. Why shouldn't she get her ksuba? It's not her fault. Even though her statement forced the divorce, that was not her fault. And she really was completely against her will. And therefore, she still gets to collect her ksuba. The second case is Shamayim Beini L'Veinach. If she says, heaven is between me and you. And the Gemara explains what we're talking about here is that she has claims against her husband that are of an intimate nature. To the degree that it's not something she's going to spell out in public. And she says, you know, God knows what my complaints are. You know, Hashem knows what I'm talking about. So if the husband is unable or unwilling to fulfill his role as a husband with respect to their intimacy, so then he must divorce her and give her the ksuba money. Case number three is if the woman makes a neder, and this is the connection, of course, to Maseches Nedarim, netula ani min hayehudim. She makes a neder forbidding herself to have intimate relations with any Jews in the world, including her husband. This is different than the neder that we had a long time ago about Hana from the Brios, which would exclude her husband. This is Netula Ani Min Hayehudim, I am forbidden to have intimate relations with any Jews in the world, including the husband. And the reason why a woman would make this kind of neder is apparently it is physically painful for her to be intimate. And so because this is a real problem, which she has no control over. So the husband must give her get and the ksuba. Get because she is not permitted by her neder to be intimate with him. And the ksuba because it's not her fault that she's in that circumstance. And she really has no choice. So in each of these cases, the chachamim believe the woman even without evidence. And the reason why we would believe the women to the degree that we force the husband to divorce them, even without evidence, is that these subjects are all subjects that they would not be normally prepared to speak about before Beis Din. They would be embarrassed to talk about these things in front of the Beis Din. And if they're speaking up, obviously, it must be true. However, over time, as morals declined, right, Chazal changed the halacha. They changed, not the halacha itself, but they changed what we believe. You know, do we believe the woman? Chazru Lomar, so they changed their mind, and they said instead, why did they change their mind? Shalotehi Isha nosenase nehebacher. Morality declined, and Chazal were concerned that a woman might decide, hey, you know what, I'd rather be married to that other guy. And so therefore she might lie about one of these things, even though it's subject to some embarrassment. It's going to give her a get out of jail free card if she's not happy in her marriage and wants to be with somebody else. And then she can get a divorce and take her ksuba. And therefore they changed the halacha of what we believe without evidence. Right, shelo tehe isha nosen sena be'acher mekalkalas ha'ba'ala. She's going to mess up her husband. Ella, rather, here's what we say now. Ha'omeres tmei anilach. If the wife of a kohen says that she was raped, tavirei ledvera, let her prove it. Now that does not mean that we don't get her the help that she needs medically, psychologically, and police, all that stuff. What it means is that we do not halachically accept her claim of rape without proof to the degree that her claim alone is insufficient to make her asura to remain married to her husband. In order to be forbidden to remain with her husband, we need actual evidence. Short of that, we say, well, there's no evidence that says that he must divorce her, and therefore he doesn't have to. The second case was where she complains of problems with intimacy. Shemayim beini levenecha, yasu derech bakasha. So they should try counseling and presumably some medical intervention to try to get her to stay. Talk to her, talk to him, see if there's some way that we can work this out. If there's no way to work it out, so then she's going to get a divorce. Because he's not able to or willing to provide her with what she's entitled to. But we need to like kind of investigate this and try other options to see if we can save this marriage. And number three, Netula ani min Yehudim, if she says, I forbid myself to have intimate relations with any Jews, so Yafer Chalko, Utei Mishamashto. So then the husband has the right to be Mayfair. Now, when the husband is Mayfair, it's not really relevant whether he's being Mayfair for himself or for others, because while she is married to him, she's forbidden to others anyway. The issue here is during the marriage, she needs to be able to not be forbidden to be with her husband, and it's that neder that's causing the problem here, because that neder will force him to divorce her. So, the Chazal said, but not necessarily. The husband can cancel that neder. Because after all, it is Dvarim Shebein Elveina. This is something that is directly impacting their relationship in very serious ways. And the halacha is that partial hafara does work, contrary to Rabbi Yishmael. A partial hafara does work, and therefore, if the husband is Mayfair, so then the neder goes away. Utehei netulim Yehudim. But what's the problem? There is still a remaining problem, which is that hafara, we mentioned this a while ago, if the husband is Mayfair because of Dvarim Shebeino Leveina, that hafara only lasts during their marriage. Right? And of course, as we said, she's already a surah to everyone else anyway. After a get, or after his death, the full neder returns, because he was only Mayfair as long as she is his husband. She is his wife. So after the get, the full neder would remain. Of course, then it wouldn't be his problem if he decides to divorce her. But there's no need for divorce. So she'll be usher to everybody else, but not him, because he was Mayfair. And so therefore, Chazal said, we don't force a divorce here, because it's not necessary. And that brings us to the conclusion of Maseches Nedarim. Salik Maseches Nedarim. Congratulations to all those who joined us for the entirety of Maseches Nedarim and are now completing the Masechta. And we will now turn our attention to the next Masechta in Seder Nashim, Maseches Nazir.